الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها، فينظر كيف تعملون، فاتقوا الدنيا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My most respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our cherisher. And peace and salutations be upon our noble master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many bounties. Really, if we try and count and enumerate the bounties of Allah, leave alone all the bounties of Allah, we cannot even enumerate one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many other bounties. This is faculty of sight that Allah Pak has blessed us with. This is a great bounty from the side of Allah. But with this sight that Allah Pak has blessed us with, how many different things we see daily? How many different colors? How many different shades? How many different things and objects we can see by means of this faculty of sight? Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with other great bounties. One is the bounties of dunya. Definitely with regards to the bounties of dunya, these are definitely bounties from the side of Allah. Allah, the food that we have, the wealth that we have, the cars which we drive in, all these are bounties from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But respected brothers and elders, these are bounties that are connected to dunya. There are the bounties that Allah Pak has blessed us with. They are connected to deen. The iman that we have in our hearts. The ability, tawfiq to perform salah. Ability, tawfiq to take the name of Allah, tawfiq to read Quran Sharif. These are definitely bounties from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are deeni bounties. With regards to dunyawi bounties and bounties of this world, it is said that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we be content. But with regards to deeni bounties that Allah Pak has blessed us with, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we cannot be content. We cannot be content with regards to the level of our iman. We cannot be content with regards to the amount of deen that we have in our lives. We cannot be content with regards to the amount of sunnah that we practice upon. Always that worry and concern must be in our hearts. How we can get closer. Daily we have to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human being in the best of forms. This human being has been created in the best of forms. And this human being is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the human being has many needs. Many needs this human being has. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, into His grace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the needs of man. And whatever man needs, Allah ta'ala makes it very easy accessible. Man needs water. So from time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends water in the form of rain. Man needs food. Allah ta'ala has made food very easy accessible. And greater than water, greater than food, man needs air. This is also one of the great necessities of this human being. Allah Ta'ala has made this air very, very easy accessible. Now respected brothers and elders, greater than the need of water, greater than the need of air, greater than the need of food, greater than every need of man is the need of kalima, is the need of iman, is the need that every person has to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest need of man. Because if man passes away not having water or not having air, his problems are just limited to this world. But the person who passes away without deen, without iman, without being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without recognizing Allah, then most definitely there is problems for him. Firstly, in this world, this worldly life will be a life of anxiety, problems. And then in the qabr, and then ultimately in akhirat. Ultimately in akhirat, there will be problems and only problems for that person who didn't recognize Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very easy. Allah Ta'ala has made iman also very easy accessible. You see, the greatest, Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The greatest ilm is the ilm of La ilaha illallah. That is the greatest need of man, where he starts learning about Allah, where he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to ilm, when it comes to knowledge, ulama explained there are three means by means of which this human being gets knowledge. Three means. Allah Ta'ala himself says in the Quran al-Kareem, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah has taken you out from the wombs of your mothers in such a condition that you know nothing, that you knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah Ta'ala has given you three means by means of which this human being gets his knowledge. One is the means sam'a, the faculty of hearing. Then is the faculty of seeing. Then the third thing that Allah Ta'ala has given this human being is his heart. And the true place of understanding is not the mind. True place of understanding is the heart. True place of understanding is the heart. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about understanding in Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about these very three limbs when it comes to the kuffar. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they don't understand with their hearts. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they not see with their eyes. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, but they do not hear with their ears. So these are the three means by means of which a person recognizes Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it's very, very easy. Through these three means, Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy for a person to recognize Allah. Firstly, the faculty of hearing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ. The most important faculty of this human being is the faculty of hearing. Why? Because in our whole deen, we didn't see Allah, we didn't see Jannat, we didn't see Jahannam, but we heard about Allah. We heard about Jannat. We heard about Akhirat. We heard about the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon that now, we believe in it. We believe in it. So the first faculty of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ears. That's why when Allah Ta'ala speaks about sami'na wa ata'na, first sahaba anhum had this quality of hearing, and upon hearing they obeyed. Hearing and obedience. Whereas the Bani Israel sami'na wa asayna, they heard. Command was given to them, but they disobeyed. They disobeyed. So the first thing is to hear. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Glad tidings be to the slaves of Allah. Who are the true slaves of Allah? يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ. They hear attentively to the words of Allah. They hear about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hear about Jannat. They hear about Jahannam. They hear about the unseen. They hear about the unseen. And they hear it with total attention. And then upon hearing, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا, Allah Ta'ala gives them ability and they obey and they follow. They follow whatever is told to them. So the first faculty to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into the deepest recesses of a person's heart, is the faculty of hearing. Where we hear about the greatness of Allah, Nabi Kareem SAW read the verses of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They heard about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They heard about the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also one of the great means to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second means that Allah ta'ala speaks about in Quran Kareem, wal absar. Allah ta'ala speaks about the faculty of seeing. This also, the ability to see. Again and again in Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, afala yandhurun, afala yandhurun. Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala created the skies, the earth, the sun, the moon? Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at all these things, get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Get the recognition, get the wahdaniyat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the deepest recesses of your heart. So this is to the faculty of seeing. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah Ta'ala says, see, look at how Allah Ta'ala created the camel. Look at how Allah Ta'ala created the sky. Look at how Allah Ta'ala created the earth. Look at how Allah Ta'ala created the mountains. They've been created as pegs on the surface of this earth. These mountains are pegs on the surface of this earth. So respected brothers and sisters, and thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks about the heart. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the heart, where the greatness of Allah, grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now settles into the heart. Because you see, the heart is what? The heart is, you see, the heart is the amir. The amir of the body is the heart. The mind is the wazir. The mind is the advisor. The heart actually, there's two things Allah Ta'ala created within this human being. One is the ruh and one is the nafs. One is the ruh and one is the nafs. This ruh itself, what is the food for this ruh? It is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of Quran Kareem. Speaking about Allah ta'ala's greatness. This is food for the ruh. And on the other hand, you get nafs, you get desires. What is the food for these desires? Food for the desires is what? Is sin, is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is leading a life, such a life that is pleasing to shaitan. That is the food for the nafs. So this heart itself, this heart is called qalb. This heart turns. Sometimes his heart is inclined towards nafs, and sometimes his heart is inclined towards the ruh. Whatever is stronger within a person, if a person's ruh is strong, if he has Allah Ta'ala's greatness within his heart, and it's Allah and only Allah in the heart. Allah and only Allah. His maqsood and his objective becomes Allah. When that person's objective becomes Allah, then accordingly the heart inclines towards the ruh. The heart inclines towards the ruh. And the heart makes the final decision with regards to everything. Now it's easy for a person to perform salah. Now it's easy for a person. A person enjoys making tilawat of Quran Sharif. A person enjoys the company of people who speak about Allah Ta'ala's greatness. A person inclines towards good. That is when effort is made on the ruh. And when the ruh is strengthened, then accordingly the heart inclines toward the ruh. Because the heart is the king of the body. The heart is the king. And the mind is, as I said, the heart is the amir. It makes the final decision with regards to every aspect of a person's life. And on the other hand, you get the mind, which is called the wazir. The mind is the advisor. It advises. So effort has to be made on this heart. Effort has to be made, so to say, on this ruh. Where the greatness of Allah, grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into the deepest recesses of this ruh and heart. That is the object for which Allah Ta'ala has created us. That is the object for which Allah Ta'ala has sent us onto the surface of this earth. Firstly, to recognize Allah. Who is Allah? Allah Ta'ala introduces Himself to creation. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, Allah is one. Allah is one. Before Allah there was nothing. After Allah Ta'ala there will be nothing. Allah Ta'ala is one. Allah Ta'ala is the one and only. So Allah and only Allah. Allah Ta'ala will destroy this whole world. And after Allah Ta'ala destroys this whole world, Allah Ta'ala will tell Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, blow the trumpet and let moth come to each and every creation of mine. So everything will be destroyed. Then Israel alayhi salatu wasalam will be made to die. And there will be no one else remaining but Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will announce, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who is kingdom today? For who is kingdom today? Kingdom belongs to Allah. Kingdom belongs to Allah. So the object of our life is to recognize Allah. To recognize Allah for the greatness, grandeur, for the love of Allah to come into the deepest recess of our hearts. That person who truly becomes Allah's, everything becomes his. مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. That person who truly becomes Allah's. Allah Ta'ala makes the entire creation subservient to him. And that person who will turn away from Allah, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Firstly, there'll be difficulties, there'll be anxieties, there'll be problems for that person. Firstly, in this worldly life, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Because he didn't open up the eye of his heart in this world, he'll be raised blind on the day of Qiyamah. He will be raised blind on the day of Qiyamah. You see, Allah Ta'ala has given each and every individual two sets of eyes and two sets of ears. Two sets of eyes and two sets of ears. One is the physical eye and one is the physical ears. But one is the eye by means of which a person can see the hereafter. One is that eye by means of which a person can see Jannah. A person will be able to see Jahannam. A person will be see the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given that every person that eye also, where he can recognize Allah. He can see Allah, not with the physical eye, but he can see Allah through the eye of the heart. He sees Allah. He sees Allah in everything. In that little morsel of food that he picks up to eat, he sees Allah Ta'ala's greatness. In within himself, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, see my greatness. See me even within yourself. Look at Allah Ta'ala created the eyes, how he created the mouth, how he created the nose, how he created this insan in the most perfect of ways and perfect of manners. So respected brothers and elders, actually the object of our life, our main object firstly is for the yaqeen of kalima to enter into our hearts. Yaqeen of kalima to enter into the deepest recesses of our hearts. Respected brothers, we say kalima, we say la ilaha illallah. But one is the reality of kalima to enter into our hearts. The reality of kalima. One is, as they say, one is kalima ki bol. One is the statement of kalima. And one is the reality of kalima. One is you say lion. And then you get another lion that is in a cage. Even the children will mock that lion. The children will laugh at that lion. Will poke fun at that lion. But one is a lion out there in the jungle. Anyone sees that lion, obviously there's fear that enters into in that person's heart with regards to the lion. In the same way, respected brothers and elders, one is iman, one is the statement of iman, and what is the reality of iman? An effort has to be made on this heart so that the reality of iman comes into the deepest recesses of our hearts. In our hearts is Allah and only Allah. Well, let's say, what is the object of la ilaha illallah? Yaqeen ki tabdili, to change the yaqeen of our hearts. Yaqeen ki tabdili. And then the second part of this kalima is Muhammadur Rasulullah. They say, what is the object of Muhammadur Rasulullah? Tariqa ki tabdili. To change the direction of our lives. To change the direction of our lives. Away from a life of desire towards a life of obedience. A life where we keep Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as our role model. And we follow the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to every aspect of our lives. So the reality of kalima has to come into the hearts. Reality of kalima. Through speaking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, listening to the talks of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, to thinking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, through these means, Allah Ta'ala's greatness will enter into a person's heart. Allah Ta'ala sent us onto the surface of this earth. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثٌ. Oh insan, do you think that we have been created in vain? We haven't been created in vain. We have been created for a very, very, very great objective. As I said, the first objective for which Allah Ta'ala has created us is so that we can recognize Allah. We can recognize Allah and we change the direction of our lives. We change the direction of our lives towards the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because most definitely the tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as they say, is ajmal, is akmal, is ashal. The most beautiful way of life is the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The most complete way of life is the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the most easiest way of life is the life shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So respected brothers and elders, love for Allah and love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to make an effort so that these two things come deeply into our hearts. We have been warned that nothing can be more beloved to us than Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nothing must be more beloved to us than Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah Ta'ala is sounding a warning, and Allah Ta'ala warns us that these 8 things can never be more beloved to us than Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and striving for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 3 things have to be more beloved to us than everything else in this world. Which 8 things? Qul in kana aba'ukum, your parents, wa abna'ukum, your children, wa ikhwanukum, your brethren, wa azwajukum, your spouses, wa ashiratukum, your family members, wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha, the wealth that you have amassed, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, and that business that you fear is lost, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, and those homes that you love. These 8 things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. These 8 things cannot be more beloved to us than Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if these things become more beloved to us, then Allah has sounded a warning. فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then await. Allah Ta'ala just keeps it. Allah says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, just await. Await what? Obviously await the anger of Allah, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So effort has to be made on this heart, so that Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tariqah shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become more beloved to us than everything else in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, Salafun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. If a person has 3 qualities, he'll taste the sweetness of iman. Iman has its own sweetness. Iman has its own sweetness. One of the aspects when it comes to the sweetness of iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. When your good deeds bring happiness to your heart, and your evil deeds bring sadness to your heart, it brings pain to your heart, فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ, this is the sign of your iman. This is a sign of your iman. So what are the 3 things by means of which a person will get the sweetness of iman? Allama explain, what is the sweetness of iman? They say there's 3 signs when it comes to the sweetness of iman. 3 signs. One is, a person is istilzazu ta'at. A person starts enjoying worshipping Allah. He enjoys tilawat of Quran. He enjoys making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets an enjoyment. This enjoyment that he perceives in doing amal. He finds enjoyment. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen, the aspects of deen, the beginning is a little difficult, but the ending always brings happiness. And sin, on the other hand, the beginning, most of the time, it brings happiness to a person, temporary happiness, but the end result is always anxiety and problems. So the first sign of the sweetness of iman is istilzazu ta'at. A person starts enjoying amal. He enjoys salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes is in salah. He found coolness, he found enjoyment in salah. Sahaba al-Anum used to say, actually, the people used to say with regards to the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if only the enemy knew what happiness the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoy, then the kings of this world will come and they'll wage war with regards to those who have the enjoyment of iman and the sweetness of iman in their hearts, to try and snatch it away. Because iman and the amal of iman have enjoyment in it. So this is the first sign of the sweetness of iman. Istilzazu ta'at. Istilzazu ta'at. Where a person enjoys obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoys salah, enjoys tilawat, enjoys giving dawat, enjoys sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's enjoyment. Allah respected brother, there's enjoyment in deen. Enjoyment in the amal of deen. Allah ta'ala escaped ajeeb enjoyment. So this is the first sign. The second sign that a person is experiencing the sweetness of iman is tahammul mashaq li ajri deen. Is able to withstand difficulty for the sake of deen. He's able to withstand difficulty. Sacrifice, qurbani also. Qurbani now becomes beloved to him. Because there's ajeeb sweetness in qurbani. Allah Ta'ala has kept ajeeb sweetness in qurbani. In sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala has kept sweetness. So when a person is able to withstand and make sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person will be enjoying the sweetness of iman. This is the second sign that the person is enjoying the sweetness of iman. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they found enjoyment in deen and they found enjoyment in sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radhiyallahu anhu said, what he said, ajeeb thing. He said, if I'm given a choice to get married to a young virgin girl and spend the first night with her, on one side that's this choice. And on the other hand, there's another choice. What choice? Is that I'm told to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a bitterly cold night and I don't have much clothes to wear also. I'm barely dressed. He says the thing that will be more beloved to me and the thing in which I'll find more enjoyment is spending a cold night in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In facing the enemy on a cold night in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu used to say that the enjoyment that we experience fasting is the ajeeb enjoyment. The enjoyment, they should find enjoyment in qurbani. Enjoyment in sacrifice. Allah, there's enjoyment in sacrifice. Allah has kept enjoyment in it. Because why? A person is tasting the sweetness of iman. A person is tasting the sweetness of iman. And the third sign with regards to a person being given the tawfiq of tasting the sweetness of iman is that he gives preference to akhirat over dunya. He gives preference to akhirat over dunya. Respected brothers and elders, this world is darul fana. And akhirat is darul baqa. This world is temporary. The enjoyments of this world is temporary. The luxuries of this world are all temporary. But akhirat is forever and ever. There's no end to akhirat. There's no end to akhirat. This dunya is darul ghurur. Akhirat is darul surur. This dunya is darul ghurur. Is a life of deception. This world is a deception. Allah is a deception. All those cars that people used to look up to in those days, today those very cars are in the dumpyards. A person made his ambition in those days that if I get that car, then I'm successful. Everything is for me to get that car. A person looked at it like that. But when he got that car, then there was another car that came out that was better than that car. It had more specs and more things to it. Then his attention went towards that car and then towards another car. So this world, wallah, is a world of deception. Darul ghurur. True happiness, true surur is in akhirat. True surur and true happiness is in akhirat. Where a person, the happiness of akhirat is never ending. There's no end to the happiness of akhirat. So respected brothers and elders, we have to be motivated by firstly Allah and akhirat. In doing every good action, a believer is motivated firstly by Allah and is motivated by akhirat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the ummah this, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. That person who brings iman upon Allah and he brings iman upon akhirat. On the basis of iman on Allah and on the basis of iman on akhirat, should he be good to his guest? Should he be good to his neighbors? Should he fulfill the rights of others? On that basis, he should fulfill family ties. On the basis of iman on Allah and on the basis of iman on akhirat. So, when the love for Allah, love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters the deepest recesses of a person's heart. And with that, a person has akhirat in mind. One day I'll have to stand in front of Allah. One day I'll stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. On that day, every person's mouth will be sealed and the limbs of a person's body will speak. The limbs of a person's body will speak. And on that day, there'll be basically just two jamaats. One jamaat to Jannat and one jamaat to Jahannam. One jamaat to Jannat and one jamaat to Jahannam. The enjoyments and the bounties of Jannat are never ending. The pleasures, the happiness, the bounties of Jannat, there's no limit to it. There's no limit. As I said, everything in this world, there's a limit to it. It's temporary. The enjoyment also of this world is temporary. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin used to say, speak about Jannat. You see, one of the greatest bounties of Jannah, obviously the greatest bounty of Jannah is that a person will be given the tawfiq to see Allah, the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, the Jannati will be given the quality of Allah also. He will be given Allah's quality. What is Allah ta'ala's quality? Kun fayakun. Be and it becomes. Whatever he wishes, it'll be given to him. Whatever he wishes will be given to him. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Whatever a person wishes, it will be awarded to him in Jannat. It will be awarded to him in Akhirat. So a believer is motivated firstly by Allah, by Nabi Kareem SAW, by Akhirat. Every action he does, he has Allah at mind, Allah at heart. And he has Akhirat at mind. And on the contrary, he has this in mind, that if I do this sin, then I'm destroying my akhirat. I'm destroying my akhirat. Always respect the elders. So to say, this big picture has to be in front of us. This big picture of akhirat has to be in front of us all the time. Actually, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib used to say that the tazkira of akhirat has to become more common amongst us. Speech of talk about akhirat. Where we talk about akhirat. Talk about Jannah, talk about Jahannam, talk about the promise of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has created this whole world. This whole world is a little speck and an example of Akhirat. It's a little example of Akhirat. Because if any difficulty comes to a person in this world, what should be his frame of mind? He must think that if this can be the difficulty of this world, what will be the difficulty of Akhirat? What will be the difficulty of Jahannam? And if any good time comes upon a person, any happiness comes upon a person, then his heart and his mind has to go towards Akhirat. If this can be the happiness of this world, what will be the happiness of Akhirat? A believer is motivated by Akhirat. Firstly, he's motivated by the pleasure of Allah. And he's motivated by Akhirat. Motivated by Allah. Everything for Allah. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. When you give for Allah. Withhold for Allah. Love for Allah. Hatred for Allah. Anything and everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salat, my ibadat, my hajj. Then my living and my dying is for Allah. So through this effort of dawah and tabligh, what is firstly wanted from us is to learn how to live for Allah. A person that can live for Allah, he'll be able to die for Allah. Person can't live for Allah, he won't be able to die for Allah. First, you have to learn how to live for Allah. Where we live for Allah. And in living for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our elders say, first we have to detach ourselves. As Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib said it very beautifully. He said, we don't have yaqeen on asbab. Yaqeen on asbab is, we don't have yaqeen that asbab can do. Musabbibul asbab and Rabb of asbab is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is doing. What we're negating, we're not negating the sabab, we're negating yaqeen on the sabab. In deen, we're not told to leave sabab. We're not told to abandon sabab. We are told to leave the sabab, to leave the means, to leave the means. At the time of salah, you leave your home, you leave your business, you leave your family, you leave your food. You leave all these asbab of this world. And they say when you leave something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you learn how to leave something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the barakat of obeying the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat of obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, That barakat you'll find it now in your means. You'll find that barakat, that nur, in that means that you have left for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person left his home to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then accordingly, he'll find the barakat of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within his means. He'll find the barakat of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll find it and he'll perceive it. He'll see it in the means that he has left behind. So respected brothers, first you have to learn how to leave something for Allah. When a person learns how to leave something for Allah, he'll be able to be with it for Allah. If a person can't leave it for Allah, he can never be with it for Allah. First leave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave it for Allah. Not total abandoning, but what we do for some time, leave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave it. Leave that home, leave that family, leave that business. Leave those beloved things of ours for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then now, a person will learn how to live with it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will live how to be with it. A person will live. We said, what you said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that person who got three qualities within him. He'll perceive the sweetness of iman. First quality, أَيَّكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. That Allah and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more beloved to a person than everything else in the world. The second quality, أَيُّحِبَّ الرَّجُلُ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. To love every person only and solely for Allah. To love the wife only for Allah. To love the children for Allah. To love someone working for you for Allah. Not on any other basis, but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first leave these things for Allah. Leave these things for Allah. We'll learn how to love them for Allah. This will teach us how to love them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the second thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who has this quality within him, he'll taste the sweetness of iman. He'll taste the sweetness of iman. The third quality that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, أَيَّكْرَ أَيَّعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَقْرَ أَيُّقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. A person dislikes going back to kufr. A person dislikes kufr. A person dislikes anything that's connected to kufr as a person dislikes being thrown into a fire. So respected brothers and elders, as always, we have to make effort on this heart. Our elders say, what is the object of this effort? Object of this effort is to turn the direction of our hearts away from the creation of Allah towards Allah. Away from mal towards amal. Where the importance of amal, the desire for amal, come into the hearts of each and every individual. And to turn our direction away from this world towards akhirat. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. When Allah Ta'ala opens up a person's chest for Islam, then he'll be upon nur from the side of Allah. Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the sign that a person's heart has been opened up to deen and Islam? And basically the nur of Islam and the nur of iman has entered into his heart. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned three signs. At-tajafi an daril ghurur. At-tajafi an daril ghurur. Where a person now, he disinclines and he detaches himself from the things of this world. Wal-inabatu ila daril khulud. Now his attention is more towards akhirat. More towards the year after. More towards the day on which he's going to meet Allah. And he starts desiring to meet Allah. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person who truly loves meeting Allah, Allah loves meeting him. That person who truly loves meeting Allah, Allah loves meeting him. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ladhatan nadri ila wajhik wa shawqa ila liqa'ik. Allah, give me that enjoyment of seeing your countenance and give me true desire of meeting you. Give me true desire of meeting you. Only that person who loves Allah. Allah Ta'ala said in Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala spoke to the Yahud. Allah Ta'ala told them, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. O Yahud, إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ. If you all claim that you all are the friends of Allah, who are the walis of Allah? And what is the sign of a wali of Allah? Actually our elders say, what is this effort is to make us all Allah wala, to make us men of Allah. To make ourselves and to make an effort so the whole of mankind can become men of Allah. That is this effort. So that we can become men of Allah and we can make such an effort so that the whole of mankind can become men of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says to the Jews, what is the sign that you are the friend of Allah? You are the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ Desire death. That person who can desire death, this is a sign that he's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيَّتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ They will never desire death. They will never desire death. Desiring death is obviously desiring akhirat. Desiring meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When will a person really desire meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the direction of his heart is towards Allah. And when the direction of his heart is towards akhirat, Allah Ta'ala complains and says, speaks about the kuffar in Quran al-Kareem. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ They know a lot with regards to apparent things of this dunya. That they know. But when it comes to akhirat, when it comes to the hereafter, they are totally negligent. They are totally negligent with regards to the akhirat. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one opportunity. This opportunity, this life that Allah Ta'ala has given us, I always say, this life and these ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given us is a ni'mat and is an amanat. This life is a ni'mat. And this effort of da'wat also is a ni'mat. And deen also is a ni'mat. And the effort of deen also is a ni'mat. And with that, it's an amanat. We have been entrusted with it. We have been entrusted. We have a right when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a right when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala himself says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا Allah Ta'ala orders you to fulfill and to discharge of the rights. Discharge of rights. Discharging of rights is one of the great commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So firstly, Allah Ta'ala has a right upon us that we recognize Allah. We get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Allah. We have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We truly become Allah's. We be motivated by Allah. We do everything for Allah. Allah Ta'ala has a right. Our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also has rights upon us. Basically, it's the month of Rabiul Awal and everyone is speaking about the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What are the rights of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Ulama explained there are five rights of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is Iman bir Rasul, to bring Iman on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to bring Iman upon all the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala told to us by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the first right of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Second right of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is muhabbati rasul, to have true love and ishq for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Third right of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is itaati rasul, to follow and obey Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to every aspect of our lives. Then the fourth right is salawat ala rasul, to send durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they say the fifth right is fikri rasul. Fikri rasul, the worry and concern that was in the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This has to enter into the deepest recesses of our hearts. Kana Rasul sallam mutawasil al-ahzan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always in worry, always in concern. Nabi sallallahu alaihi looked at every individual with the eye of hidayat. Every individual, Nabi sallallahu looked at him with the eye of hidayat. This has to become a reality in our hearts. One is what we say, but one is the pain of this ummah. To really feel the pain. When sunnats are coming out of the lives of people, people are not acting on deen. Is there any pain being experienced in our hearts? Are we feeling a pain? Actually, say Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, sometimes after Fajr Salah, he will be sitting with his satis. And all of a sudden he will say, ah! So people would come to him, Hazrat Mawlana, what happened? Are you feeling, experience some pain? What happened? He says, no. Actually, this thought crossed my mind. Thoughts crossed my mind. Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, gave me tawfiq to perform my Fajr Salah with Jamaat this morning. But how many thousands of people out there they are in the world who haven't performed their Fajr Salah this morning? It's paining, it's aching. There's an ache and there's a pain in my heart upon thinking that how many people have not performed their Fajr Salah this morning. When a person will sacrifice for the deen of Allah, then deen of Allah will become beloved to him. Well, just mention it so nicely. One is Bab Kamai and one is Aap Kamai. One is Bab Kamai and one is Aap Kamai. What is Bab Kamai? You inherit something from your father. you won't appreciate it. And when it's up, Kama, you yourself, you earned it. You went out, you toiled, you worked, you sweated, and then you acquired it. You'll kill for it. You'll give your life for it. Because why? You made sacrifice for it. Let's ask ourselves, how much sacrifice have we made for the deen of Allah? When sacrifice will be made for the deen of Allah, then yes, there'll be a pain in the heart. And deen of Allah will become beloved to each and every individual, the deen of Allah. Then our kayfiyat will become like that of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Ayun qasud deen wa ana hayy? Can there be any deficiency in deen when I'm alive? As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the sacrifice that he made for deen, he gave everything up. He gave everything. Everything he was in the front with regards to every aspect. Every sacrifice he was ready for. He was the greatest. He was the greatest abid. He was every aspect. He was in front. That's why all 8 doors of Jannat will call out the name of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. All 8 doors will call out the name of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So when we sacrifice for the deen of Allah, then the deen of Allah will become beloved to us. And then when we look at the ummah not being upon the deen of Allah, it will create a pain in our hearts. Because we sacrifice for it. We sacrificed for deen. We sacrificed for the deen of Allah. This, when person sacrifices, then the importance of it will come into a person's heart. This is our elders saying, in this effort, qurbani is matloob. Qurbani is wanted from an individual. Qurbani is wanted. Allah Ta'ala loves qurbani. Allah Ta'ala loves qurbani. And through qurbani, a person gets qurb. Qurb ila Allah. Closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That person who sacrifices for our in our path, for our pleasure, then Allah Ta'ala says, we'll open up the doors of hidayat. We'll open up the doors of hidayat. Allah will give that person hidayat. So respected brothers and elders, Sahaba al-Anhum gave sacrifice. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave sacrifice. Tabi'in, they gave sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was, as our Haji Sahib mentioned after Asr Salah, he mentioned that this deen was watered with what? With the blood of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This garden of deen was watered with the blood of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What sacrifice didn't they make for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every type of sacrifice. Every type of sacrifice. The thing that was most beloved to them was the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They even sacrificed the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come alive in the world. Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Inni yuhibbuka ya Muaz. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, I love you, O Muaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. And also he loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, O Muaz, now go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Yemen. For what? To establish deen. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Muaz, it is very possible when you will come back to Madinah Munawwara, you will pass by my grave, my qabr. Imagine what maybe went to the heart of Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu. What maybe went through his heart? He cried. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also cried. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advices. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some other advices also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Yemen to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now respected brothers and elders, we as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have this responsibility. It's our responsibility firstly to bring deen in our life and to make an effort so the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches the four corners of the world. So that every person comes upon deen, every person comes upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person, people are saved from the fire of Jahannam, people are entered into Jannah. This is our responsibility. This is the responsibility of this ummah. Ajib, this ummah has been called the best of ummahs. Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best of ummahs. Why? Ukhrijat linnas. You have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. You will benefit mankind. Firstly, you will benefit mankind monetarily also. In a monetary way, you will benefit mankind. Then in a dini way, you will benefit mankind. You will benefit every part of mankind. You will benefit the past people. You have been taken out for the benefit of the past, for the present, and for the future. Ulama explained, you have been taken out for the benefit of the people of the past. How? Because in the day of Qiyamah, the previous ummahs will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say, that our Nabi did not fulfill his responsibility of his Nabuwat. And who will bear testimony on behalf of the Nabi? It is this ummah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we will benefit, firstly, the ummah that passed. All the ummahs that passed, they will benefit from this ummah. We have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. Then the present day ummah will benefit from this ummah. Is this the responsibility of this ummah to take deen forward? And then people to come in the future will benefit from this ummah. So respected brothers and elders, we have a great responsibility. Great responsibility. Today we look at the condition of the ummah. People are going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Deen is coming out of the lives of people. Deen is coming out of the lives of people. Sunnah, Shariah, the commands of Allah, deen. Let's ask ourselves, how many percent of this ummah is upon just salah? Just salah. It actually is a pain, as I said, there must be a pain that comes to our heart. That this ummah is leaving the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Now we have to take it to heart. Take the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to heart. And make intention, inshallah, that firstly we're going to do this effort. And we're going to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will invite each and every person towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards Allah, towards the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll make an environment for the deen of Allah. We'll make an environment when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our responsibility. So respected brothers and elders, regarding this inshallah, let's all make intention inshallah. At the first given opportunity inshallah, we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months inshallah. So who's ready inshallah? Who says inshallah? I'm ready inshallah to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First tashkil inshallah. Tashkil for India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. IPB inshallah, 4 months. Who's ready inshallah to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And with that inshallah, 4 months pedal. Who's ready inshallah? Let's all give our name inshallah. Let's not look at our pockets. Let's not look at our conditions. Let's look at the zaat of Allah.
Tawad inshallah. Yusuf, mashallah. Allah accept. Abdul Hakim. Mawlana Abdul Hakim. Sadiq Bhai. Mashallah.
Come, my respected brothers. Let's all make intention inshallah. Mawlana Abdul Rahim sahab inshallah. Usama.
Abdul Rahim. Inshallah, 4 months.
4 months inshallah. Usama inshallah, 4 months inshallah. Respected brothers, let's all make intention inshallah. Let's all make intention. Let's take it as our need. This is my need.
Khalid, 4 months, inshallah.
I go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
4 months.
It's 4 months of amal, 4 months of gush, 4 months of ta'lim, 4 months of tahajjud, 4 months of dua.
Ahmed.
This is my need. I need it. And yes, the ummah needs it also. Come, my respected brothers. Let's all make intention, inshallah.
Osama. Sayyid.
Who else, respected brothers? Let's all make intention, inshallah. Come, my respected brothers. Let's make intention, inshallah.
Who's Molana. Ready, inshallah? 4 months.
Molana.
Molana.
From Amzin Kulu. Molana Imran.
Molana Imran.
Come, my respected brothers.
Paddle, my brothers. The staqaza is waiting to be fulfilled. Few brothers are ready to complete this jamaat. We give our names.
Come, my respected brothers. 4 months walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a means of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending.
What's your name, brother? Ibrahim.
Fahim. Come, respected brothers.
Muhammad Hussein.
At least we make intention. We have that desire in our hearts. We make irada. Accordingly, Allah Ta'ala is looking at our hearts. Allah Ta'ala will take us out. Allah Ta'ala will accept. Allah loves the intention of a believer. Allah loves it. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali. Allah Ta'ala loves the intention of a believer. Allah Ta'ala loves it. Come, my respected brothers. Who else, respected brothers?
Mubarak. MashaAllah, Mubarak. We give our names, our brothers. Our intention is a weak intention, but we are showing Allah that I am ready to fulfill this. And Allah will make it strong. So who's ready to show Allah that he is ready to strive in his path? We give our name, and then we do the amals that Allah accept us to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who's ready, inshallah, to give their name and then take our 4 months pedal from Allah? We are not capable, we are not able, we do not have any means to our disposals. What we have is wuzu and turaqat salah. And we ask Allah. Allah will make it. Allah will open the way. Allah will make the asbab for us to go. So who's ready, inshallah, to give niyat to go, inshallah? Stand up and you give our name, inshallah. Looking at the mercy of Allah, that Allah will make it happen for me. 4 months pedal, 4 months India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Abdul Latif, inshallah. 4 months foreign. People are waiting where this to be met. Who's ready, inshallah? Who's ready, inshallah? 40 days.
Inshallah, brother. Let's give intention, inshallah. Chilla, inshallah. 40 days. Come, my brother.
Ibrahim. Brothers. 40 days when? December, inshallah. From now to December, all workers' jour is coming in October, 3rd, 4th, 5th. How we can make some fikr, worry and concern to be present in the all workers' jour, and then from the istima, inshallah, to give 40 days. Mawlana, Mawlana Muhammad.
Come, respected brothers.
Give niyat, my brothers. Abdul Rashid, mashallah. 40 days local, 40 days neighboring province, 40 days foreign, 40 days neighboring country. There's so many taqaza, so many people to be met. How are we going to do it? We make niyat, inshallah.
Mawlana. Mawlana Muhammad Saleji.
Mawlana Muhammad Saleji.
Who else, brothers, inshallah? Chilla, brothers. 40 days, inshallah. 40 days, inshallah.
Give our names, brothers. Make niyat, inshallah. It's coming in the heart. Don't ignore it. The heart is saying, go. The mind is saying, stay. Listen to the heart. Mawlana said, the amir of the body is the heart, not the mind. The mind is always going to come up with an excuse and tell you how difficult it is and you can't go now. And you can't. Jibai. Name? Nadim. We make a decision, inshallah. Listening to our heart and we give our name, inshallah. Allah will open the ways for us to go.
Sadiq Suleiman, inshallah.
Madhubur. 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 Who else, inshallah? Stand up, give our names, inshallah. Then we make dua, give sadaqah, ask Allah, beseeching Allah to take us out in His path. To come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can, as Amanana would say, 40 days of Talim, 40 days of Gush, 40 days of Zikr, 40 days of Umumi Gush. How many people, how many times we can just be speaking about the greatness of Allah, Takbir Ula. So we make niyat, inshallah. Who's ready from Manana?
Abdul Qadir Qaji Sahib.
We make niyat from our...
Allah Qabul, inshallah.
Mas'ud. MashaAllah. Mas'ud Fir. Mansoor, finish one chilla, get ready for another one, inshallah. MashaAllah. Make niyat for our masjid. Inshallah, we make take the fikr, we make niyat for the jamaat, and then we make fikr for the jamaat to come out from our masjid. Who's ready to give from our masjid? One halka, our masjid, to make niyat to take out the jamaat, inshallah. We give niyat inshallah.
All those outstanding jamaats from the istima also inshallah. Once again inshallah, just renew our intentions and what's the dates of those jamaats inshallah. This area can just say inshallah.
A lot of jamaat gave niyat from the istima to come out. Alhamdulillah, few have come out. Jamaat been to Brazil, neighboring country, neighboring province. Few are still left. How we can complete those jamaats? The satis are here, make niyat inshallah to complete those jamaats. All those people who have made niyat for 4 months, inshallah, you stand up in our places. Come on the right hand side, inshallah. Maulana will take your name down. Those brothers that make niyat for 40 days, inshallah, that we also come on the right hand side. When take our names down, inshallah.
Other brothers, inshallah, let's sit in our halqas. We can make some mashuras now, inshallah, and others can get ready, inshallah, for salah, inshallah. اللهم بارك واستغفرك سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت